Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Come and get a free consultation from the implant and Invisalign experts like I did and start the year right with a healthy smile. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
The New Orleans Police Department has issued an arrest warrant for Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. Wow, we were talking about the money thing with LSU players and all that. Ah, we've got an even sweeter charge now. Okay? I mean, it doesn't stop with Odell. It's just one of those things. An oatmeal cookie. Thank you, sir. So here we go. He's being charged with simple battery. Video surfaced this week showing Beckham slapping the butt of a Superdome security guard in the LSU locker room after the Tigers' national championship victory over Clemson on Monday in New Orleans. Why would she complain? Isn't it an honor for her to get her ass smacked by Odell Beckham? Anyway, New Orleans Police Department Public Affairs Officer Juan Barnes confirmed that the security guard filed the complaint. You mean she didn't think it was an honor to get her butt slapped by Odell Beckham? Louisiana State defines simple battery as battery committed without the consent of the victim. Punishment in Louisiana can include a fine of no more than $1,000 and imprisonment for no more than 6 months or both. We are aware of the incident, have been in touch with Odell and his representatives on the matter, the Browns said in a statement issued on Thursday. By the way, being his agent, is the commission really that worth? Is it really worth it? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, they are cooperating with the proper authorities to appropriately address the situation. Beckham was also captured on video passing out money to several LSU players immediately after the game. The university's athletic department issued a statement Wednesday saying it was aware of the video and the apparent cash being given to players by Beckham and that has been in contact with the NCAA, the SEC regarding the matter. And we read this before. We are aware of the situation regarding Odell interacting with LSU student athletes and others unaffiliated with the team following the championship game Monday night. Yada, 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 yada. Whatever.
You know what's my favorite? They got it on film. This should be a slam dunk.
Yeah. They got everything on film now. They got him slapping the woman in the butt on film. By now, let me break some news to some of you out there that you may not know because I know Odell Beckham doesn't know. There's cameras everywhere. Everybody's got a camera, dude. You realize that you're on camera somewhere, wherever you're at. Right now, you just went to Subway's. You're on camera walking all the way to Subway's and back. You do something anywhere here, they got you on camera, bro. Wherever you're at, out in public, people have their phones up filming all kinds of crap. They may not be filming you directly, but they may have filmed you indirectly. You don't even know. So for those of you that feel like you need to slap women's butts, for those of you that feel like you're going to do something stupid, understand there are cameras everywhere and there's a good chance you're going to get busted. And again, couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I mean, his ignorance, because this comes from entitlement. He legitimately probably thought she would get a kick out of, wow, Odell slapped my ass. Ooh. He probably thought the security guard wasn't going to clean her butt for the next 2 years because Odell slapped it. You know, some fans, they shake hands with their favorite actor or actress or artist or whatever, and they're like, oh, I'll never wash my hand again. Right? That kind of stuff. Odell was like, yeah, I'll slap you in the butt, and I'm sure you'll never wash your butt again. I'm sure the security guard even has those pants hanging. She probably framed them right now. Those are the pants I wore when Odell slapped me. Now, in all seriousness, she probably will frame them after she wins her lawsuit off Odell. And she'll say, yeah, those are the pants that I made an extra $300,000 from Odell. It's great. Great talking point. It's fantastic. It's baffling to me. All of this stuff is baffling to me. The way Harvey Weinstein acts, all of this stuff is beyond my thing. I grew up in an era where you might have gotten away with that kind of stuff. No, I'm sorry. I grew up in an era where you did get away with that stuff. Not that I did it, but I'm just saying. In the 70s and 80s, you probably could smack a woman's ass and she's like, hey, stop it. Oh, you can't do that. Don't do that. That's not funny. And that's it. And it's a joke and nobody was going to get in trouble. Nobody was going to point it out, whatever. I mean, you got to figure by now that you can't do stuff like that. But these kind of people, Harvey Weinstein, Odell Beckham, Bill Cosby, whatever, all these kind of people that have been involved in all these sexual assault and harassment cases, it's like they feel they have an entitlement that they can get away with it, that you will allow them to get away with it, that you are honored that they are doing it to you. Isn't that amazing? That's really what it's all about. They feel like, hey, man, it's my golden hand smacking your butt. In fact, your butt now is even better now that I smacked it. It's more desirable to people now. It's kind of what these guys are thinking. It really is amazing. But hey, hopefully they will arrest him. Hopefully he doesn't really get it, right? So he needs to pay a serious price at one point or another in life, because these kind of human beings will continue to take advantage of every situation. Alex Cora, do you think that was the first elaborate a way that Alex Cora devised to steal signs in his life? Do you not think that Alex Cora was doing it at other times in his career, in other ways, on other teams, as a player, whatever? Of course. This isn't something that just happened. It's like the dude that gets busted at the Asian day spa. Oh, no, honey, this was my first time there. Dude, it was your first time this week there. Come on. Oh, officer. No, I'm sorry. I never speed. Today was the only day that I was speeding because, you know, I was behind. I had to get to work. And I'm sure the officer hands you back the license. Oh, yeah. No, I can tell this was your first day. You've never sped in your life. Come on, man. You know, and that's what these people are. They abuse and abuse and abuse because they feel like they can abuse. And that's what Odell Beckham is. So hopefully he will get abused a little bit when he goes to prison. That's all right. They'll put him in a little cell by himself. And he won't learn a lesson either. He'll probably point fingers and blame everybody else for his screw-ups, like most people do. Oh, well, her ass was in the way. It wanted me to smack it. You know, that kind of stuff. Yes?
He'll probably get in jail and still have that sense of entitlement.
Oh, for sure.
Expect me to eat that? Really?
You can bet your life that that's going to be the case with him. Okay? You can bet your life. He will be pointing it and the finger too at others.